About 20 civil lawsuits have been filed related to injuries suffered 3 years ago today when a bus carrying 45 University of Victoria students and two staff on a field trip to Bamfield Marine Sciences Centre crashed, killing two first-year students and injuring others. Emma Machado, 18, of Winnipeg, and John Geardis, 18, from Iowa City, Iowa, were killed on September 13, 2019 when their Wilson's transportation bus slid off the gravel road to Bamfield and went down an embankment. The civil notices of claim are not part of a class action, though their claims for compensation are similar. Victim Sarah Hunter, who sat behind the two students killed and started a petition calling for safety upgrades and paving for Bamfield Road, is represented by Ramsey Lampman Rhodes in Nanaimo, according to court documents. Magali Eva McCormick is represented by Hemmerling Law in Kelowna, and Tabitha Botts is represented by Atchison Sweeney Foley Sahota in Victoria. Injuries cited include mild to moderate traumatic brain injury and post-concussive symptoms, broken bones, cuts and scarring, and post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. Lawyer Reginda Sahota said he represents about 8 of the claimants. I would be shocked if any plaintiff is not dealing with ongoing PTSD and survivor's guilt. That's been expressed to me by several of my clients, and the emotional consequences arising from this accident are as significant as you can imagine, said Sahota. Defendants include the University of Victoria, Wilson's Transportation, bus driver Donald Middleton, Smith Transportation Limited, Western Forest Products, TFL 44 LP and TFL General Partner, the society doing business as Bamfield Marine Sciences Centre, and the BC government via the Ministry of Transportation. UVic has not filed its defence but said Monday, work on our responses is in progress and will be filed once completed. Wilson's Transportation in court documents says, the accident and any resulting injury, loss, damage or expense sustained by the plaintiff were not caused or contributed to by any fault or blameworthiness on the part of Wilson's Transportation, and Wilson's Transportation is not vicariously or otherwise liable for any such injury, loss, damage or expense. Wilson says its bus was roadworthy and appropriately and adequately maintained, but says the accident occurred in whole or in part due to a defect arising from the inadequate design, construction, or maintenance of the road. Western Forest Products Inc., TFL 44 LP and TFL 44 General Partner Inc., in response to a claim by bus crash victim Alexander Hoffman Ellis, deny each and every allegation of fact contained in the claim. The Crown claims users of Bamfield Road were warned with signage that the road was not a public road, that it was an industrial road and an active logging road, and that users should use extreme caution. The province in its response points out the driver failed to instruct the occupants of the bus to wear the seat belt assemblies provided. In court documents from February 22, 2022, Middleton, the bus driver, represented by lawyer Allison Murray, denies that the crash was caused or contributed to by any negligence on his part. His notice said the headlights of an oncoming vehicle blinded or otherwise interfered with his view of the roadway and caused or contributed to the accident. The claims are expected to take 4 to 5 years to resolve. None of the claims has yet been proven in court. Seharnet at TimesColonist.com.